Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
What are you involved in? Now, here's probably my greatest one that I like. And you don't even get this. I want you to let this one sink into your mind. It's just mind-blowing. It's right here, verse 4. We're reading the last part. Why are we not entangled with the affairs of this life? That we may please Him who have chosen us to be a soldier. He drafted you into the army of God. He doesn't make mistakes, but He chose you to be a good soldier. Wow. Let that sink in. He chose you. Whenever God chooses us, He also equips us to do the task. So many a times, we use that latter part of that fear. We forsake all. We done studied the Bible. Satan will let you read the Word. But when you try to practice it, that fear will come on and you'll just start running. You're done. Forsake all and run. God does not want a cowardly soldier. He sent them home. He told them to go home. You're no good out here. I tell you a story. I told you I go out every Saturday at 10 o'clock. We had a team go out Saturday. And we're in the Hidden Valley community. Anybody know where that is? Yeah. Well, I'd be doing some awesome praying. Pray for us. But I tell you, we went out there. And then this Saturday, we have a Spanish team too. And the little Spanish, the Spanish pastor's son was witnessing to a grown man, telling him about Jesus. I tell you, that just made my tears just want to wept. Because then my son over there, he goes out, he comes out with me. But these little kids are on a battlefield. His dad is a pastor and training them up to go out and tell people about Christ. He's 12 years old. Now, I don't know what he was saying. He was speaking Spanish. I didn't know what he was saying. But I was just amazed that he was able to do it. And then his dad came and helped out. But when I'm talking about in a battlefield, man, I'm telling you, and Brother Kelly over there with me, we went to a mission ship up to Reedsville. We drove 2 hours away to do a mission conference. This is what we're saying. We have to teach people how to win souls to Christ. Folks, when it all said and done, what you've done for Christ is the only thing that's going to matter. I'm serious. Think about it. Matter of fact, let's read about it. When we talked about this last thing as being a finisher, look at Hebrews chapter 2, 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. God, I just love this. This is awesome. Hebrews chapter 12, 2. I love this one. I mean, whenever I'm down and I want to get a pick-me-up, I first read, fight that good fight of faith. That's mine. That's going on my headstone. And then I come to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. I want you to get this. Listen to this. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author. That means He created it, right? He's the author. And what? Finisher of our faith. Whew, wow. For the joy that was set before Him, what did He do? Endured the cross. Let me stop right there. The Bible say, what is your strength? Let me see who knows their script Bible. What is your strength? The joy of thy salvation is the joy of thy strength. Jesus said, the joy that was set before Him, He knew that He was going to defeat Satan on the cross. He knew that He was going to beat with a cat of nine tails. He knew that He was going to be hung up and strung out on that cross. But for the joy that was before Him. When you win someone to Christ, that's that joy before you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.